Thank you for joining us today. This is What's Happening at Charlotte-Mecklenburg Library. My name's Eric.
I'm Lachey.
And we're going to discuss programs today from June 11th to June 17th throughout the libraries in Mecklenburg County. Hey everyone, thanks for joining us today. We're going to talk about a little bit about programs that are focused on summer break. And again, summer break is a special time in summer from June 1st to August 12th. We offer programs that help kids focus on reading, and also now too for adults and teens. You can earn prizes such as fine waivers, and then for adults and teens you can earn grocery tote bags, and also for children and teens book as well.
Awesome. And don't forget, with each sign up you get a $5 incentive for your fines, as well as a free Junior Frosty.
That's right, absolutely. Can't forget about Wendy's.
Not at all, especially it's hot.
So. That's right.
Did you mention the Carolyn's tickets?
I didn't. Thank you, Jeff. You can also earn Carolyn's tickets by recording 9 out of 10 weeks, registering with your library card and your email address. You can earn free Carolyn's tickets for your family while supplies last.
All right, for summer break kickoff, Cornelius will be having a Big Bang Boom.
Ooh.
That's going to be on Monday, June 11th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. I mean, that is for school-age kids and preteens, and it looks like all ages as well. So it's a special event. Make sure you guys go check out Cornelius for their summer break kickoff.
All right, so what is Big Bang Boom?
Big Bang Boom is a children's rock band.
Ooh.
Singles?
Something like that. I guess. I don't know. But that is a children's rock band, and they will be helping Cornelius kick off their summer break. So that'll be interesting to see.
Awesome.
I'll have to remember to bring my lighter.
Yes. Or a flashlight or your phone.
That's right.
Waving
that's right.
In the air.
Lighter.
That's right. Sorry.
We don't want to start any fires now, guys.
That's right.
All right. Also, Davidson will be kicking off their summer break, and it is going to be summer break kickoff on the green. That's going to be on Monday, June 11th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. as well. Looks like that's going to be family-oriented, so please join Davidson Branch Library as they kick off their summer break. That's going to be, again, to all ages. You're going to have limbo, spoon races, hula hooping on the green, and more.
And the green at Davidson is, I don't know if you guys have been there, it's a really pretty field between the college campus and the library.
Well, I assumed it was a reference towards their grass.
Yes,
but
yeah, I did too.
Interesting.
Also, Imagine I will be kicking off their summer break, which is going to be on Tuesday, June 12th, 12:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., and that's going to be for teens 12 to 18 and preteens 10 to 11. It looks like it's going to be gaming, so please come visit Imagine 9 for the summer break kickoff.
Does it say whether if it's board games, computer games?
You know, it just says family and friendly fun, as well as you could read, write, create, explore, play, and give. But, you know,
okay.
So sounds like there'll be a little bit of playing.
Okay.
Also, we have Mountain Island summer break kickoff for families. The Amazing Mr. Archer. That's going to be on Thursday, June 14th, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. So Mr. Archer is a balloon artist and a storyteller.
Aww.
So that's going to be very, very neat. As he's telling stories, I'm assuming he's going to make balloons while telling a story.
I have trouble just tying a regular balloon, so this guy is... definitely got a leg up on me on that.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So I feel like the kids are going to enjoy that. That's also a family event. Last but not least, we have Mountain Island with their summer break kickoff for preteens and teens. And that is Excite Mobile Gaming. That is going to be on Thursday, June 14th at 3 p.m. The Excite Mobile Gaming video game truck returns for our summer break kickoff. Enjoy multiple gaming stations, stadium-style seating, and the latest video games.
So the whole truck full of games?
Ooh. I assume.
I've seen those guys driving around town. That's pretty cool.
Okay. I've never really heard of them, but it sounds like it's going to be a great event.
Yeah.
So if you're interested, please go to www.cmlibrary.org for more information.
Well, Shay, thanks so much for that.
No problem.
I've got a couple other branches that are doing some more kickoff programs as well. Got a busy week here. Monday, June 11th, from 3 to 4 o'clock, we've got a summer break kickoff with, if you listened, tuned in last week, we have Professor Whizpop at Steel Creek.
Awesome.
So if you missed him, he's coming back again to Steel Creek. The theme of the show is Read to Achieve Magic Show.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And I got to tell you, he is hilarious. He's really engaging, really gets the kids up there, activated, moving around. I'm passing by our workroom, and I can hear the kids screaming like they're at Nickelodeon Studios going, yeah, those kids. Oh, my gosh. They love him.
So he's got to be amazing because he's coming back to another branch. So
that's right.
I mean, you know.
All right. Then on Wednesday, June 13th, from 10 to 11 o'clock at North County Regional, we have a summer break kickoff featuring the Bach to Rock Music School of Hunterville. They're going to be making a story come to life using different musical instruments. They're going to have them all on hand for you to play with. All ages are welcome. So that sounds really cool. I really like music, and I think the kids will too. So definitely come out to that. On June 14th, from 1 to 3 o'clock at Sugar Creek, we've got another summer break kickoff. This one's for readers of all ages again. Special guests are going to be the Charlotte Hornets Book Bus, Beverly Dorn Steele, and Seymour Good Stuff. And then lastly, Big Rig Kids.
Oh, wow. That's going to be exciting.
Yeah. All right. And these last couple here, I've got a teen summer break kickoff at the University City Regional Branch on June 14th from 2 to 4. Come on in, play some games, have some snacks, possibly a water balloon fight.
Water balloon fight?
If the weather permits, I know. There's also a dad jokes competition.
Okay.
Which is right up my alley. I tell some pretty bad jokes, as you guys are sure aware of. And giant games, probably possibly a giant checkers. So
okay.
Stop on by for that.
So we have a bad joke competition.
Dad jokes.
Dad joke.
You heard the term dad joke before?
Okay.
So think like the corniest jokes you've ever heard, and think of your father telling it.
Oh,
that
my
would be
goodness.
Considered a dad joke.
Yeah. Jeff, give us an example of one.
Eric,
someone?
I am not a father. I'm going to pass on that.
Okay, go ahead, Jeff.
You want to hear a dirty joke?
Yes.
A boy fell in the mud.
Oh, my goodness.
That was a dad joke.
Yes.
You want to hear a clean joke?
I'm scared. Yeah.
He took a bath.
That was the worst jokes I've ever heard. No, I'm just kidding.
It would win.
Yeah, definitely a dad joke. Definitely a dad joke.
We've also got another break kickoff on June 14th from 11 to 12 o'clock at West Boulevard. Again, come in for some snacks and some games and sign up for summer reading. And also on June 16th from 1:30 to 2:30 at Myers Park. And it's going to be a great time. So we hope to see you at one of those events this week. And as always, if you're looking for more information to any of our programs, please visit our library's website at cmlibrary.org.
All right, guys, at Betty's Ford Regional Library, they will be having a STEM 101 for teens and preteens. That is going to be on Tuesday, June 12th at 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. For those who do not know, STEM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math. So if you have a kid who is interested in science or math or technology or whatever, please bring them down onto Betty's Ford Road and they can participate in this program. Also, Betty's Ford will be having Reading Buddies, and that is going to be on Tuesday, June 12th, 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m.
What is Reading Buddies?
All right, Reading Buddies is a program where we have, it could be a volunteer, it can be your teens who are volunteering. They're like a buddy to small kids. And small kids will then read to the volunteer, or the volunteer can read to the kids. So they'll pick a book that a child is interested in. And basically what it does, it helps build confidence with the child with reading.
Oh, that sounds really excellent.
Yeah, it builds confidence, it builds fluency, it just helps them improve their reading overall.
Good, great. All right, for this week, on June 11th, from 5:45 to 7:45, Myers Park is having a From Page to Screen viewing of A Wrinkle in Time, rated PG. On June 12th, from 2 o'clock to 4:30, they'll also be showing The Black Panther at the Myers Park branch. Both great movies. I've seen Black Panther, and of course we know that movie was really successful this summer. How many of you guys saw Black Panther?
I did.
Oh, yeah.
Sure did.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Great.
It's a really great movie.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it.
What about
Wrinkle in Time?
I haven't seen that one.
Have not seen that one.
No, I haven't, but I enjoyed the book growing up.
There you go. Great. And as always, if you have any questions with our programming, please visit cmlibrary.org.
Storytime at the library is a way to introduce your child to stories, music, and movement activities. These are important skills because they help your children become strong readers when they start school. One place we have story time is at North County Regional. Their story time is going to be held at the Huntersville Arts and Cultural Center. It will be Monday, June 11th from 10 to 10:30.
Excellent. We also have another one at Scaly Bark on Friday, June 15th from 11 to 2. This is titled Once Upon Un Cuento, Story Times in Two Languages. It'll be given in both Spanish and English to families who want to expose children to a second language.
All right, guys, Hickory Grove will also have Listen and Move Story Time, Donuts for Dads. How awesome is that?
Very awesome.
Right?
Yeah, great.
Don't we all? And that's going to be on Saturday, June 16th from 11 a.m. to 11:55 a.m. So you have a whole 55 minutes to enjoy donuts.
Yeah, and I think it's really cool that they're honoring dads with, a Father's Day story time.
Absolutely. You just might want to bring your own coffee for that.
There you go.
Not bad. There will also be a family story time at the Matthews Library on Saturday, June 16th, beginning at 9:30, going through 10 a.m. For those younger ones up to 5 years old in the Matthews Community Room.
Hey, everybody, get your PJs out and join us at Plaza Midwood for Pajama-Rama on the Plaza. This is Monday night, June 11th, from 7 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. This happens every second Monday of each month, so remember, get those pajamas out and join us for a bedtime story time.
That sounds really comfy.
I like to wear my pajamas more than I should. For more info about these story times and other programs that we have, feel free to go to cmlibrary.org and check out all that we have to offer.
For Scaly Bark of the week of June 11th, we first have Acupuncture for Wellness, the Charlotte Acupuncture and Wellness Center. They're going to explain how acupuncture and herbal medicine can improve our overall well-being. They're going to have a brief live demonstration that will follow, as well as time for questions and answer. I think this will be really beneficial to a lot of us, I know. But I've had a lot of family members actually do the acupuncture with the needles. They say it's great. And then followed up on Saturday, June 16th, from 2 to 3:30, we have Webcomics 101. This is for teens. Come join the Teen Geek Club and learn about how webcomics and how to create one. We're going to start with a brief presentation and a general history of comics. And then we're going to follow along with guided activities, blended writing, drawing, and other comic art techniques. So that's really cool.
Richie Rich and Casper. And those were my jam. A long, long time ago.
All right.
People to read. That works.
That's right. Yep. And as always, if you have any other questions about our library's programs, please visit us at www.cmlibrary.org.
All right, guys, at the Matthews branch, they will be having the Matthews Fiction Writing Group. That'll be on Tuesday, June 12th, 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Also, please make sure you register for this program. And you can learn the art of literary critique, get direct feedback on your work, and meet other local writers. They focus on workshopping fiction, but also have some writing exercises and discussions. So if you know of anyone who would be interested, let them know about that. The Matthews branch will be having their adaptive program for adults. This is going to be on Thursday, June 14th at 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. This is an interactive program that is geared towards adults and teens with disabilities and special needs, along with their companions. It is also a great way for adults and teens to experience reading, movement, and music. For more information, please visit us at www.cmlibrary.org.
North County is having a program for their wordsmiths. This is going to be on Thursday, June 14th from 5:30 to 7:30. Please register for this event. It encourages writers of all skill levels to join their group. You can do some writing, you can share your work, you have the opportunity to meet other local amateur writers, and you can definitely exchange ideas. For more information about this program, go to cmlibrary.org. Thank you.
Mint Hill Library will host a Pause to Read on Saturday, June 16th, beginning at 10:30 a.m., and it'll last for an hour. That is for children to boost their reading skills, rather, and confidence by reading aloud to a volunteer therapy dog.
You know, I've seen a lot of those dogs come into the branches, like, oh, they're awfully, they're so cute, so well behaved, and it's just a great way for kids to come and practice their reading skills.
Exactly, exactly.
And the kids feel comfortable because they know the animals are not judgmental.
Absolutely.
Exactly, exactly.
All right, at West Boulevard, the week of June 11th, first have mobile technology cloud storage on June 13th from 10 to 11:30. Do you own a smartphone or tablet and you're just confused about how the iCloud or possibly Google Drive work? Come sign up for a one-on-one session and they can help you with either one of those. Also, on Saturday, June 16th, from 12 to 2 o'clock, they're having a community service, The Odd Sock Guy, where they're going to work along with staff as you guys participate in a unique community service opportunity, sorting socks. There is a giant need for a lot of the homeless in the area. They receive a lot of donations, but one of the most requested items tend to be socks. So come down and help them sort socks.
Yeah, and the Odd Sock Guy is a really nice guy. He's been working at a lot of branches lately, and the teens and the preteens, you know, really seem to enjoy working with him.
It's good to hear.
If you'd like to learn more about any of our library programs that you've heard today, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
All right, guys, this is for the teens who are looking for community service hours. Hickory Grove will be having Teen Community Service Club. That's going to be on Wednesday, June 13th, and 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. So it's a chance for the teens to get involved in the community and make connections and build their leadership skills. If you're interested, please register at www.cmlibrary.org. Also, Hickory Grove will be having CM Library Presents Songwriting Workshop.
I've tried to write some songs.
Okay.
Oh,
drive. You want to sing?
I tried to sing some. It did not go well.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you what. Hickory Grove will be having this program. That's going to be on Thursday, June 14th, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Please make sure you go online and register. This is a beginner's level, but also any level is welcome. So if you know you have much experience in it and you still want to come and learn, you're more than welcome to do that.
Sounds good. I would definitely be at the beginner level.
same
I think
same
we
for
all
myself.
Would be.
Yeah. There is a Microsoft Excel Basics class coming up at Morrison Library on Monday, June 11th at 10 a.m. It will be introduction as far as using the Excel spreadsheet, an important program for everyday use, and even particularly for job settings. Also at Morrison, there will be a jump brunch program for children, participating in a sports and fitness program that promotes exercising in a non-competitive, fun, engaging environment for school-aged children. This will be held on Tuesday, June 12th. Beginning at 2 o'clock, going through 2:45 p.m.
So it's like a fitness class for kids.
Exactly, exactly. And it will be
nice.
Yep.
We have a lot going on at South County Regional this week, and we have something for all ages. First, for our adults, we have the Adult Poetry Club. This will be Tuesday, June 12th, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. This is a program that you do need to register for, but it's for poetry writers of all experience and skill levels. We want you to join our group to share your work, exchange ideas, and get some very valuable feedback. For our school-age kids, we have Snakes at the Library. This is part of our summer break program. This will be on Wednesday, June 13th from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock p.m. This program is for rising first to fifth graders. We do ask that you register. Come and see all the snakes.
Now, Jessica, I'm not a child, but I love snakes. Can I come see a snake?
When all the kids leave, you can.
Do you know what kind of snakes they're bringing?
North Carolina indigenous snakes.
Interesting. Okay.
And next, for our teens, we have Learn, Connect, Play with our Chess Club. This will be on Saturday, June 16th from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock. It's for kids ages 12 to 18. This is a class that encourages cooperation, problem solving, and strategic thinking skills. Come learn chess basics and test your skills in either one-on-one or group chess games. This is also a registration program. So if you have any questions about any of our programs, please go to cmlibrary.org.
For the University City programs of the week of June 11th, the library presents The Amazing Mr. Archer on June 12th from 2 to 2:45. Mr. Archer is going to share how reading a book at his library helped him build his career while making balloon creatures doing balloon tricks. Now, I can tell you myself, I have trouble just tying a regular balloon. Seeing people work with balloon animals is pretty amazing. Can any of you guys make a balloon animal?
Absolutely.
No.
Not at all. I want to do, so it is on my bucket list.
My next program, for any of you adult Harry Potter fans, on Wednesday, June 13th, from 6 to 8 o'clock, what's called the Mecklenburg Marauders, the Harry Potter Alliance. This is a monthly book club, specifically focuses on Harry Potter. Activities include getting sorted into houses, playing Harry Potter-related games, and community service activities for the Harry Potter Alliance. How about you guys? What's your favorite house? Did you guys sort yourself in any Harry Potter house yourself?
I like Gryffindor.
Gryffindor? Okay.
Yeah. I'd probably be a Hufflepuff, though, but I'd like Gryffindor.
That just means you're loyal.
At least it's not Slytherin.
Oh. Hey, Slytherin has its merits, too. For any further questions about any of our programs you've heard today, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
All right, guys. This week at Davidson, we will be doing Learn, Connect, Play board gaming. That'll be on Wednesday, June 13th, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. So if you guys are interested in playing board games, you know, come on out to Davidson. What are you all's favorite board games to play?
Monopoly.
No.
Does it last forever?
That is a very long game, but you know they have the Monopoly card games. I heard you can do it in 15 minutes.
Interesting.
I like Life.
I really enjoy Ticket to Ride.
Okay.
I like a newer board game.
What about
Scrabble?
Yeah. I don't know if you would consider this a board game, but I love Connect Four.
Oh, I like that. And Apples to Apples.
Yes.
I don't know if it's technically a board game, but we'll play that with my family and it's fun.
Absolutely. And I am the champ in Connect Four, so if anyone wanna see me
<I'm not.
laughs> in Connect Four, then you know.
No, it's a cool game. It's military strategy, and it's really interesting. Risk.
Okay, my son loves that game.
Yeah,
loves
I
Risk.
Just, I just started
it sounds
my
long.
Son. It could be as
it
long as
it can be,
want.
But usually once people start stealing your territory,
right.
It goes pretty quick.
Right, it's basically you're trying to keep your territory.
Yeah.
And also I will say with teens, especially at the Independence Branch, I'm going to tell you what is like the number one game that they have to play every day. That is Uno. Even though it's
Uno,
a board game.
Yes. That,
Uno,
that's a popular
and I'm,
game
and
in
I'm
my
getting
house.
Uno too. So
it's quick and fun.
Quick and fun. It tears up friendships, so. You know, it gets intense.
Gosh.
It gets intense.
So you wind up Uno after you play.
Oh, no.
Absolutely.
So
that's
don't
exactly
play
it
with
is.
Your family
no.
is what you're saying, so you're not Uno.
Right.
Single or solo.
And also at Davidson, we have Davidson Community Knitters. So if anyone's interested in knitting, they will be having a program Thursday, June 14th, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. And for more information, visit us at www.cmlibrary.org.
Who here likes film documentaries? Is there anyone? Film documentaries, anyone?
Some. I like some.
I'm with
some.
You, some. I particularly like Oceans or stuff that you don't really get to see
much,
on your
right.
own as much.
Okay.
What do you have for us?
All right. Well, actually, at Imaginon, they premiere there of a film documentary from the Charlotte Mecklenburg Library and the Charlotte Film Society. They're going to present Frederick Wiseman's award-winning documentary on the New York Public Library, Ex Hubris, for families and adults on Saturday, June 16th, beginning at 1 o'clock. It actually sounds like a very worthwhile afternoon.
Especially for librarians.
Right.
To find out more information about this film and to register, go to cmlibrary.org.
Steel Creek has a program this week called Wayfinding. It's going to help you learn to read a map and use a compass. This program is for our adults and families. We do ask that you register. It's going to be on Monday, June 11th from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. So hey, get your urban adventure on as you learn to use maps and compasses to locate points of interest in our beautiful garden area. Please dress for outdoor walking. Another program that we have at Steel Creek is for your family and your children. It's called Dakota and Friends Dinosaur Show. It'll be on Tuesday, June 12th from 3 to 4. Meet and interact with Dakota, pet a baby T-Rex, and watch an egg being hatched. Please sign up at the door at Steel Creek. And if you have any questions about this, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
I have a question.
Sure.
Are those dinosaurs real?
I was going to say.
They have real in quotations, and they say you're going to be able to pet a baby T-Rex and watch an egg being hatched. I'm curious about that.
Wow. Wow.
It's like Jurassic World, except for smaller.
This week at Sugar Creek, on June 11th, from 5 to 7 o'clock, they're doing a showing of Braven. I haven't seen this movie, but a logger defends his family from a group of dangerous drug runners. My father was a lumberjack for a short period of time, but I'm pretty sure he didn't have to deal with any drug runners.
I hope not.
Wow, yeah, I hope not. Oh.
If you have any further questions about any of our programs you've heard today, please see us at cmlibrary.org.
All right, this week at the Cornelius Branch, we have Teen Geek Club, and this theme is for Rick Riordan. That's going to be on Wednesday, June 13th, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. They will be sharing their interests in the author, and they also will have snacks provided.
Rick Riordan is very popular, and
yes.
Those books fly off the shelf.
They do.
You know, it flies off the shelf. Snacks at a teen program.
Absolutely. Which one's going to go first?
That's right.
Let's see.
Also, Mountain Island will be having their book club, and it's called Favorite Books Book Club. That'll be on Friday, June 15th, 10:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. For more information, please visit www.cmlibrary.org.
So what are you doing? You're bringing your favorite book to that one, or what?
I guess that is what the title is Favorite Books Book Club. But I will say, for this month, which is June, they will be discussing William Landay's legal thriller, Defending Jacob.
At Main Library on June 11th from 12:15 to 1:15 is the Ostentatious Book Club. Join them on the second Monday of every month. In June, they're going to be discussing Persuasion by Jane Austen. I know my wife absolutely loves Pride and Prejudice. She cannot stop watching that movie. How about you guys? What's your favorite Jane Austen novel and or movie?
You got me.
Jeff?
Don't have one.
Neither do I. And we'll leave it at that.
That's probably best.
Please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
At the Independence Regional Library, first, there is the Active Reading Workshop, Part 1 of 4, on Monday, June the 11th, beginning at 10 a.m. To support early literacy at home, learn to use the ABCs of active reading. Also for caregivers, for the adults, on Thursday, June the 14th, beginning at 4:30, Adult Summer Break Activity Quiz. There will be word searches, crossword puzzles, word scrambles, matchups, and Sudoku. For those who come and enter, there will be a drawing for free small gifts on Thursday throughout June, July, and the first 2 weeks of August at 4:30 p.m. For those who are interested in more information and want to register, please go to cmlibrary.org.
Thank you so much for joining us today for What's Happening at CM Library. I'm Eric.
I'm Lachey.
I'm Lawrence.
We'll see you next time.